We're here today in Loon Park in Prairie Village to speak to some of the people who are familiar with the tragic event that occurred some time ago. Hello, and your name?
I'm Gertrude Penwitt, the Penwitt Pharmacy. Well, the bad fortune, which is what we call it, occurred 3 years ago. But dear Jane, bless her heart, is a survivor. Even though her little dog Scotty, a devoted companion after the bad fortune, contracted an inoperable tumor at the base of his little spine and died within a week. And of course, wouldn't you know it, 6 days later, that lazy cockatoo quack just collapsed one morning in his cage. The most incredible, rancid smell coming from his tiny corpse. That's all I know.
And you wanted to say something.
Yes, I'm Mildred Plew, the corner house next to the Granger place. Now Philip, her husband, was not as lucky. His head, Philip's that is, was nearly torn from his neck. That's what Dolores Lorbe told me at the B&B. And their two children, Robbie and Kimberly, well, simply crushed. That's what Dolores said. But Jay, now she survived. He does work in mysterious ways, doesn't he, mister?
Yeah, that's right. Life just deals tough hands sometimes. Know what I mean? Kurt Fong, that was Jane's next-door neighbor and one of her best friends, was shot in the head on a Wednesday night around 7 o'clock, coming home from work. Stopped at a light on Southwest Boulevard, some street punk. Name was Clement Atwater, I think. Wanted Kurt's wallet. Kurt told him to stick it. What are you going to do, huh? These crack addicts, you know? Yeah, my name's Bill Cabasa. Live in the neighborhood. All I got to say.
Also, Kurt's house was sold 2 months after he was cremated at Precious Lawn Victory Walk. I'm Lois Rollerweight. You're not going to believe who bought the house. A lesbian couple from Mississippi. Can you imagine any lesbians coming from a place like Mississippi? Can you? Well, they fought constantly. And Jane had to move to a sofa in the den. Because at night, their yelling and fighting were so loud that Jane couldn't get any sleep in her own bedroom. And one of them was sort of twitchy. You know what I mean. Maybe physical abuse. Oh, well, I know Jane from group therapy at the Succubus Recovery Center. I got to go. I can't stay here.
Thank you, everyone, for your observations. We're now on our way to the Baywatch Baptist Church of Overland Park, where Jane is speaking to her spiritual advisor, Reverend Uriah Welt. Perhaps we might listen into their conversation.
Jane, Baywatch Baptist Church is always here for you. When Philip and the children were alive, God rest their souls, I saw you more often. But I am truly glad you stopped in to see me today. Everything happens for the best. I'm convinced of that, Jane. You have accepted life's difficulties with perseverance. God loves you. You need to come to church every Sunday. God loves you so much, Jane. Jane, did Diane happen to mail out your CC packet? Your computerized estimated annual church contribution packet. I'm sorry, did I say something funny?
It's now Tuesday afternoon, and we thought we'd try to visit with Jane at her house. We understand that her good friend Dahlia Gupta may be there as well.
You need to get out more often, Jane. As I have told you almost every day, you might even paint your kitchen a different color. Brighten everything up a little. Could I have another honey brown beer, please? Your skin is getting blotchy. Well, not exactly blotchy, dear. Are you taking vitamin C supplements? You should. Especially women. Lack of sun. Orange juice is good for you. You do not want calcium deficiency. Rickets is a problem for some women. Do not be alarmed, dear. That is not common. Rickets, that is. I am talking about blotchy skin. Just remember, I am always here for you. You can rely on Dahlia Gupta. Do you mind if I take a honey brown for the road? Maybe two, if you can spare it. I have got some shopping to do. Anyway, I will be in touch tomorrow. You will need more beer, dear.
I thought Dahlia would never leave. But it's time for me to speak for myself. Take charge of my life. The night after I met with Reverend Welt in the afternoon at the church office, I actually dreamt for the first time since the death of Philip and the children. And what dreams! Flying tombstones, headless dogs, I mean, incredible, even, well, crippled tarantulas. Imagine! They had venom dripping from these pointed fangs, I think, and humans, lots of them, but with, like, running sores all over them. And these, well, twisted faces. But I woke up the next morning feeling absolutely refreshed and really alive for the first time in years. I just knew it was time for my life to change dramatically. I decided to go to City Market in the next few days, the one place I'd never gone to. It's so interesting. I've never noticed so many Bulgarian and Macedonian shopkeepers in my life.
You like plastic dogs with bobbing head? Handmade in Burma.
Oh, I don't think so.
A big, incredible cantaloupe. You want?
No, thank you.
Fertility seeds real cheap. You gonna make a baby easy, miss. Only one economy packet left. Make me an offer.
Not today. How much are your bog beans and nettles?
$5 for each.
Give me two small ones. Oh, do you have any ginseng?
Oh, no. We don't carry that foreign stuff. Not American. Try the Chinese store over there.
Good morning.
Hello. What do you want?
I'm just looking, I think. But do you have any ginseng?
Oh, lots of ginseng. Come from California. How much you want?
One small packet. But let me look around first.
Okay. It's okay?
What in the world is in this glass jar?
Ooh, you like.
It looks like cookie dough or maybe some deformed little animal. I don't know. It's just floating in blue water like it's preserved.
Ah, you want.
What in the world is it?
You don't know. Chinese dough for cooking. Also good for dreams.
Dreams?
Ah, very hard to explain for cooking. And need much special ingredients.
You use it in food for dreams?
No, you put next to bed at night.
Huh. You study it?
Oh, you dream with it.
How much is it?
Normally, $10.16. I give it to you for $10.10. That's pretty good deal.
I'll take it.
only $10.10. Why in the world did I buy it? I'm not cooking anything tonight. Well, will you make me dream, Dough Man? Hello? Oh, hello, Dahlia. I'm getting ready for bed. No, not tonight. You drank all the honey brown beer. No, not tonight. I don't want to go out for a drink. Not even one. I don't like tequila. No, you can't come over and look for beer in the garage. And not in the neighbor's garage either. Dahlia, good night. Doughman, Doughman. What are you in there bobbing up and down? I'm exhausted. Good night.
Church, Jane.
Oh, I hate that alarm. What a great sleep. And good morning to you, Doughman. I've got an idea. You're coming with me to church this morning. I'll sneak you in. How would you like that? You don't have to answer.
Excuse me. Hello, Mrs. Sprock.
Well, I never.
Good morning, one and all. God loves you. Bless us, one and all. Today, I want to speak about piety and devotion. That's right, piety and devotion. Think about it, my dear, dear friends. You're all loved.
God loves you, Jane.
Just imagine.
What?
The institution.
What did you say, young lady? 2,000 years.
Those Romans, before Emperor Constantine was given the truth, were goat and chicken worshippers. Can you imagine that? Can you? Now, today, our sacred institution, my friends, will not perish, but, and I want to emphasize this, vigilance and caution must be our motto in this world. This dark world, where the demons, yes, demons, and snakes.
Sometimes he's going to throw up!
Little schemes, what? All these little schemes, never big
he's coming schemes. From your bag, Missy!
My bag?
Let me see!
Give that
we
back!
We cannot give in to feverish little schemes, scheming little tiny schemes. You're all loved, my dear, dear friends. And
wow!
Did I
ain't
say
that something? Well, where did you get this, Missy? It's a little naked gooey person. Boy, oh boy!
What? Give me that bag. My God, he's... It's smiling at me.
And somewhere over it is...
He's now it is over that glorious... Watch out,
shh! Quiet! You're in charge.
It wasn't me.
The little gooey thing in the bag.
There is only one truth. A truth. Of course, many truths. My dear, dear...
My God!
I don't believe this.
We have gathered...
There's something! How do you do that?
I'll
give you $5 for the gooey thing, Missy. I need a companion real bad.
What's more, with feeling?
It is poverty. It is devotion.
Listen. You're all loved, my dear, dear friends. It's all for the best. Gotta go. Where to, Doughman?
I want to go to Costa Rica, Jane!
I love you, Doughman.
Besame mucho! Woohoo! Besame mucho!
Besame mucho!
All for the Best is a production of Gumbeater.com and was written by Walter Winch. The reporter was played by Doug Washburn. Gertrude Pinwit was played by Linda Stoner. Mildred Plue and the Doughman were played by Margie Dykeman. Bill Cabasa was played by Walter Winch. Lois Rollerweight and Dahlia Gupta were played by Melanie Snell. The Reverend Uriah Welt was played by Dennis Jackson. Jane was played by Claudia Copping. The shop vendors were played by Tim Rowe. The Chinese shopkeeper was played by Usha Pradhan. Mrs. Sprock was played by Jean Rivard. The elderly man was played by Jason Duval. Sound recording and editing by Daniel Campo. For Gumbeater.com, this is Daniel Campo. Other stories and explorations into who we are can be found on the web at gumbeater.com.